Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live from the Chevron Championship. I am here. Lance is in Alabama for some reason. And here we go. And we want to tell you, well, Lance is the preeminent draft expert, right? So, or analyst, I don't know what it is, what he is exactly. But here's the deal is ESPN is your home for the best draft coverage, period. I mean, who else does it better than we do? Nobody. Now, the Wheelhouse Boys are going to be live in Kansas City. We'll be partying at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage on the Southwest Freeway. You could win a 75-inch television courtesy of Audio Visual Consultations and a $50 gift card from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. All you have to do is fill out our mock draft contest, and if you win, you win that. Our entire NFL draft coverage presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here to hang out with us. The Chevron Championship is back in action now as we were delayed an hour. Those of you coming out, we should have nice weather. It looks like a beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky now, boy. It looks beautiful out there. So, and then a little cooler today, huh, RJ? A little cooler. RJ wore his Laker jacket, his Laker sweatshirt, his Laker ski cap, his Laker t-shirt. He's fitting right in here with all the golf attire.
Why would anyone dress like you?
Like a golfer?
At a golf event.
Oh, yeah. You mean at a golf tournament? Oh, okay.
Are you dressed like a female golfer
I'm
tonight?
Dressed like everyone here. RJ is different.
I am. I would
Good.
Call
RJ
myself,
doesn't want to be.
Yeah, I want to be different. I would call myself taking a page out of Joel Embiid's book, I Have a Leg Up on Everybody Else.
Oh,
thank you.
Another
there
pun. Another terrible
another
pun
one.
By
thank
RJ.
You. Another one.
Okay.
And another
right.
one.
Another
James
shot.
Harden about to. James Harden about to get that ring.
They ain't winning no championships.
It's going to be the saddest day of your life when James Harden has his ring and you don't have.
If James Harden is involved, there's no rings involved. You know what?
Do you know that James may have an Astros ring? He may also have an Astros ring.
James might have an Astros. Yeah, that's the only way.
I have
James
one.
Get
you
a
have
ring.
One.
Is he went to ring night at the game and got a ring. That's the only way James is getting a ring.
What if James says,
he's like
I can't
a phone
hear
that
you,
don't
John
work.
Donato.
He's like a phone that don't work. No rings.
Easy, Rudy.
Cosby kids.
No, you like school on a Saturday. No class.
Class.
What if James said, I'm sorry, John, I can't hear you, and he had a bunch of look at rings on his fingers.
Bunch of Astros.
There's a ringing in my ear. Yeah, Astros yeah. replica rings.
Yeah, that's the only way James is getting a ring.
Well, hold on.
I'll tell
in
you what,
Eastern
Tyrese
Conference,
Maxey was good. Tyrese Maxey yeah, was good last night, though. He's a
RJ,
good player.
Do the Sixers have enough to get out of the East?
I believe they do. However, I mean, that you're going to have to be – I don't know how the bracket works out, but you're going to have to get past Boston or Milwaukee.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, you're going to ask a Herculean effort out of Joel Embiid. Or, I mean, you're going to expect, what, James Harden to turn back the clock a little bit. I mean, Joel's going to need a second guy to keep up with the big three of Milwaukee or the big two in Boston.
2-3 are Boston and Philadelphia. 1-4 is the Cleveland. Bucks and the Knicks or Cavs, so they've got to go through Boston first, and then they got to get through the Bucks. James is going to – don't worry. James will gag it in a big game.
Well, that's the thing. Is RJ said turn back the clock, but the problem is when you turn back the clock, he doesn't – he's very inconsistent in terms of his performance in big games, and so that's the –
you know, that's a concern is James. But, John, wouldn't it be something if James performed – like if this was a consistent player performance or James was like, you know, had – I mean, that would be something else for his career, this late in his career, to be able to alter the narrative because he plays really well and they win a title. What an unbelievable thing that would be for his overall legacy.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And it should absolutely matter. It mattered for John Elway.
No,
John Elway was the guy who was a big-time loser
out of
in the
here.
Super Bowl.
He didn't win a championship here. Fat suited his way out, and now we're supposed to be happy for him? No,
oh, you mean like John Elway who cried his way out of the Colts? You're not going to mention?
What are you talking about?
John Elway
he
cried
wasn't even
his way
part
out
of that
the Colts.
Team. He was never part of the Colts, never part
I know.
Of the organization.
If you draft me, I'm playing baseball.
That's right. And Eli did it too. Say, and do,
I know.
Do you give Eli business? No.
Yes, okay. I do. You
James
don't
Harden
because
was
white
here.
Quarterbacks, typical John Granato move.
James Harden was here gagging away game sevens. I don't want to. John Elway had never had anything to do
Hold
with
on.
The Colts.
John Elway got his ass kicked in Super Bowls left and right and then won a Super Bowl, and we forget about everything. Why would we not
then
do that
won
for James
two
Harden?
Super Bowls. Then won two Super Bowls.
Okay, so, then why would we not do that for James Harden when he won his championship this year?
Because he didn't do it here. I want to give
it
a rat's ass about
matter.
James Harden, Philadelphia 76er.
So, well, I'll say this.
You
if
just
James
hate
Harden
giving
wins
James credit.
One, like, do we say, yeah, well, like, is it a, yeah, he was really an integral piece to a championship team? Or
if he was,
we say,
well, if he was.
It, or do we say James Harden has a championship, and you say, yeah, so does Gary Payton, but he went to Miami.
No, let's like, be fair know, about nah. this. We say that with Clyde Drexler won a title, and Clyde wasn't the dude. Clyde Drexler was the second dude to Hakeem Olajuwon, who was clearly the dude. That's there's no difference in James and Clyde Drexler right now. James is asked to do a lot and has and produces in three different categories. That's a completely fair thing that I just said. Clyde was not the man. No one thought Clyde was a man. He took a second role, and we all give Clyde credit for those championships, even though he wasn't the guy at Portland.
That's true. No. If James wins, he'll be an integral part of it. He's not the man like he was here, but no. He is an integral part of that championship if Philadelphia wins it. You're already – well, you might as well crown them, Lance. Crown their ass,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You've already got already James winning a championship. Good Lord.
The Celtics,
dude,
I've got him beating the – not only the Celtics, I've got him beating the Bucks. Then I've got him taking out the you know what? Let's just take LeBron out while we're at it. Let's get the Lakers all the way through.
You got to beat the Celtics, the Bucks,
beat
and
the
then
–
no.
The Lakers.
Beating
the Suns.
The Suns.
Well, it's a revenge match against Chris Paul.
Ooh. Yeah, two guys. That
loser leaves the NBA.
Shells of themselves.
The loser goes back to the Rockets.
Winner goes to the Rockets.
The loser gets the Rockets. The winner gets the ring. The loser has to go play for the Rockets and run point.
Why the loser? No, the winner gets to come back. All right, he owns the city. The winner owns the city. How's that?
You know who has zero vibes? Chris Paul. You know who absolutely wouldn't work on.
No, did you
vibes?
See the new
Paul.
Commercial he's got with the shorts that are down to his ankles almost? Nobody has less vibes. You're right. Than
he
Chris
was
Paul.
Cliff Paul.
He was
Cliff
vibeless.
Paul.
Yeah.
With a mustache. I mean, there is no way that he is popping up on anyone's Instagram stories.
No. He outbeat it, Chris Paul. You're terrible.
Here's something no one ever said. Chris Paul is a vibe. Has anyone said KPJ is a vibe? Yes. Have they said Jalen Green is a vibe? Yes. They've even said Şengün is a vibe. The Rockets are a vibe. Has anyone said Chris Paul is a vibe? Absolutely not. There's no
Did
chance.
You hear Jalen Green on Instagram
playoffs.
Live last night?
Playoffs. Yep. Jalen
he
Green
said,
said
going to the playoffs. Guaranteed it. Guaranteed.
Yep. Well, I will say this. They'll be a better team. They have to be a better team than they were this year.
Play
Listen,
the over
then,
John.
Year older. They're going to be a year older. They're going to get a good draft pick. They're going to get some.
I heard this
agents.
Last
they
year
money
for
to spend.
The Texans.
They're going to get a good coach as opposed to what they've had.
RJ, you've got sound going on in the background. You got John. RJ, can you Sean Mapes, can you hear me? Do you hear that in the background? That's John. You're running something from last year when he was talking about the Texans. I think you're playing a sound. I think they may be down because I heard they're going to be better. They got a high draft pick. They're going to win more games. I think you've got John Granato about the Houston Texans before 2022. I think you're running some old sound there.
No, this is the Rockets are going to be better. I didn't bet. Did you bet the over 24.5?
Who would ever do that? Who would ever do that?
No one.
The drive for five is alive.
The drive for five. Okay, what is their number this year? I am betting on the Texans again because it worked out so well for me last year.
I know. Texans are going to be 5.5. I actually believe you too. I'm with you. I think the Rockets are definitely going to be better, but I thought that this year. I'll be honest. I also thought, well, they can't be worse than last year. They did the same thing the Texans did. They did the exact same thing. They have the players you think, well, how could they possibly not be as good as last year? They're going to definitely be better than last year. They also have draft picks they're adding to the team. And just exactly like the Texans, they weren't. In Vegas, well, they weren't better than they were.
Here's the deal is if they get Victor, I might go under because Vegas is going to overreact to it. Don't you think?
Yeah. Okay. So then if they get like the third or fourth pick, that's where and Vegas is down on. Yeah, you might be right, actually.
Yeah, Vegas will say,
right.
Yeah, they didn't really improve themselves, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it depends on what they do free agent-wise and who the coach is. So they're interviewing out. Sam Cassell came in. Udoka came in. They got to wait on Atkinson and somebody else there. Oh, no, Sam Cassell actually. Oh, they haven't talked. They've talked to Sam Cassell, but he's in the playoffs. So that's problematic.
Apparently, according to reports, though, Frank Vogel had a real good interview.
Yeah, well, Frank Vogel is a real possibility. Yeah. They like the defensive side. The offensive side, it really leaves something to be desired. But the defensive side, Frank Vogel has been a great coach. And Frank Vogel, just a couple of years ago, won a pandemic championship, a bubble championship. Now, if we can get it where no fans ever show up at Toyota Center, maybe they'll win a championship, Lance, because Frank Vogel wins championships when no one in the stands.
Well, that's not – I mean, technically you're right, but do you remember when they had the chair – like people would sit in their chairs, like they would superimpose fans into the – which that had to put a little extra pressure on players when you had people zoomed in as fans. So it was kind of like they had fans.
No, they didn't have it. They put the pictures. There was no noise.
No. Ask RJ.
Yeah, they had some people there. They had some people there, but not –
they had the Zoom, just like wrestling did that too, where wrestling had people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, they had fans.
They were in their houses on a screen.
Right, yeah.
Stop.
It's kind of like you're playing in front of a
bunch of
people.
No, it wasn't anything like that.
You could see the screens probably, or, you know, it's kind of like you played in front of people, not in a bubble with nobody there.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Only
remember when Kyrie tried to end everything, tried to get people to not have the bubble because they wouldn't let him just go and hang out. He's like, I'm opting out. Okay, but I want to go hang out there.
Right.
And they're like, no, you can't. This is COVID. No. We can't have you just around. Like, well, you know what? I want to vote to not do the playoffs this year. Kyrie literally tried to C-block the playoffs because he couldn't go hang out at the bubble. And some of y'all still cape for Kyrie. Embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts? 914 here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. You're more than welcome to get in. Right now, I'm talking about making the call to Morley Law. Morley Law is the best. Morley Law is awesome. Morley Law is going to take care of whatever business that you have, whatever issue that you have. I keep on saying issues because, well, here's the cold hard facts is if you need a lawyer, then chances are, other than, you know, I want a will test. Well, you're expecting something bad to happen because you need a will. But usually something bad has happened to you because you need a lawyer, all right? Somebody's suing you. You're suing somebody. Somebody wronged you. Insurance company, doctor, had an accident. I might have to call them. I got an insurance company I'm dealing with right now that said they sent me a check, didn't send me anything, and so I'm going to have to sic the Morley Law firm on them. Make the call Morley Law. They'll deal with the insurance companies better than you will. If you're having a real problem getting to your insurance company that they're not doing anything, well, make the call Morley Law. Let them get in. Let them make the call to that insurance company. And trust me, they're going to listen to Morley Law Firm more than they're going to listen to you. All you got to do is make that call Morley Law and let them handle whatever issue it is. You have a domestic you've got any issues whatsoever criminally, goodness gracious, you need the Morley Law Firm. They've got the experience in all different kind of criminal activity, and you need representation. Even if you didn't do it, you've got to have representation. Make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955. If you've got La Migra after you, okay, and it's a real problem, if you're a boss and immigration is on some of your employees, make the call Morley Law. Se habla español. 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the club at Carlton Woods for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We can't finish up this week's show. We haven't heard from Gilbert all week. I was worried about him. Were you worried about him, Lance?
I still am.
Well, you shouldn't be because he's on hold right now. Let's get Gilbert in here.
Good.
We gotta figure out what's going on with him. I heard he called Matt Thomas's show. Actually.
Yeah, he calls him from time to time. Yeah.
Yeah, Gilbert, you call Matt Thomas? Yeah. Why'd you call Matt Thomas and not us?
Well, I was busy anyway. Now.
What were you doing?
Daydreaming.
You were busy daydreaming? Sounds like a song.
Yeah.
What song is that, Gilbert?
Hey, I know I called some Matt Thomas up anyway. How you know that?
John's
got people.
People tattled on you. They tattletailed on you. They said, Gilbert's calling Matt Thomas's show and not yours.
Well, I'm up like over Matt anyway, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Did Matt Thomas bring you over $1,000 for Christmas? Did Matt Thomas you to take you to the baseball game and you interviewed Roger Clemens? Did Matt Thomas give you all Super Bowl programs? No.
No.
And a hat? Mm. No. Matt
Will
Thomas didn't do anything.
Will you quit Gilbert into not shaming him into calling other shows? He can call Matt Thomas.
I don't know. I just think Matt Thomas hasn't done anything. He doesn't do crap for Gilbert. We take care of it. Gilbert's our guy. I thought Gilbert liked us. I guess not.
Yeah, he does.
I only worry about getting kicked out of the house anyway. You know, I got no time for this stuff no more.
You don't? No time for this nonsense? So that's what you're worried. I thought you were daydreaming, not worrying.
I worry about getting kicked out of the house anyway, you know, moving somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, you've been saying that for years now, though, Gilbert.
No nursing home anyway, you know.
Yeah. But you've been saying that for a while now. You thought you were going to get kicked out.
That feels real now.
What do you think, Gilbert?
I might be tough pretty soon anyway, you know.
You might be what?
I still worry about getting kicked out of the house anyway, you know.
Yeah, we know that, yeah. Where are you going to go, though?
I don't know yet. Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there better be a plan.
What's the grab next week? Who's going to get anyway?
Sounds like
that's a stark. That's just a stark segue there. I'm worried about getting kicked out of the house. I'm not messing around with this stuff anymore. So, you think we're getting next week? I have no idea, Gilbert. I literally have no idea right now.
What about you, Lance?
That was David. For me, Gilbert, I'm not sure. I would agree with the last talker. I don't think I know either.
Anyway, so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, you know, y'all doing okay?
Thanks for asking. Everything's fine. It's good.
You're visiting my son. How are you doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
How are you doing, Gilbert?
He's daydreaming.
Fine, just fine, okay?
Okay, he's just fine.
Just call when you say hi then, okay?
All right. We appreciate it. Well, Gilbert, let us know if there's anything we can do within reason.
Right. No. Okay. Hey, Gilbert, let me ask you a question. You know who Wendy is, right? Have you ever met Lance's wife? She's really pretty.
He's met Nicole.
Yeah, I met her at the Christmas party anyway.
How come you never ask her to come over?
I don't know.
She's not a celebrity.
Should.
Gilbert likes celebrities. Think about it. Who does the Gilbert always?
Wendy's not a celebrity.
Yes, she is. She was on. Gilbert watched her on TV. Are you kidding me?
Well, Nicole's been on TV. I'm sure at some point.
No, she hasn't.
Why can't he go? You know, try to
like celebrities.
You know, hook up with Nicole too.
Celebrities.
I mean, it's always Wendy and Jennifer Reina.
He gets pictures. Yes, they are. I mean, they work in television. This is not hard, John. If you record music or if you are on television, that's who Gilbert wants a picture with. It's that simple.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Olivia Newton-John, Jennifer Reina. But I think Nicole should be added to his list.
Hold on, I've got a question.
To his repertoire.
Gilbert, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you. Did you ever watch Mid-South Wrestling? Like, were you a fan of the old Junkyard Dog days?
I don't like wrestling.
Paul Bosch, you didn't like Houston Wrestling?
You didn't watch that? Come on.
When I was a little kid, I used to watch wrestling at the Coliseum a long time ago.
Well, that's when I...
Yeah.
Paul Bosch, you know.
Well, that was my question.
Mattress Mack was there, remember?
No, he's going before Mattress Mack.
I saw the Paul Bosch anyway.
Yeah, he's going before Mattress Mack. So, Gilbert, so you did watch wrestling back then. See, I knew it. Who were your favorite wrestlers back in the day?
Wahoo McDaniel.
Yep, Wahoo, there he is. Yep.
Mine was the Bushwhackers. I like the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, okay.
They were funny. Right.
Did you ever see when Rocky Soul Man Johnson, the father of The Rock, got his eyes burned up?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even finish the story, but I understand that.
Hey, Gilbert, have you seen Lance's wallet anywhere? Have you seen that?
No.
I think it's in my car.
Gilbert, are you going to this Taylor Swift concert?
No, I'm not.
You know she's here, right? Did you guys see this?
No.
Gilbert doesn't have a spare $5,000 to go like the rest of us. We don't have it either.
Did you see that people were waiting in line overnight for her T-shirts? Just to buy T-shirts. $65 T-shirts.
I saw that she was going to have a merchandise drop.
Limit two per person. $65 T-shirts. People were lined up at 3 in the morning to buy Taylor Swift T-shirts. Okay?
So,
yeah, I'll make
limit
fun
two,
of my golf. You all make fun. That's not a life. If you're waiting in line at 3 in the morning for a Taylor Swift T-shirt, you need priorities.
Yeah, this isn't even to get a ticket to a game. This is a T-shirt.
No, it was a T-shirt and limit two, and they were $65. What is wrong? Look, how long would you wait in line for that Lakers T-shirt, RJ?
Gouch.
Like months?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
All right. Gilbert. Go to the Taylor Swift concert. Just stand outside. I'm sure somebody will give you a ticket.
I got no ticket to get in there anyway.
Yeah. All right. Gilbert, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Best of luck. And who's that pick going to be, Lance? You didn't even tell him.
I don't even know. Nice job, Lance.
Gilbert asked you a straight-up sports question, and you're like, I don't know.
I'll give you one of three players. Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson.
It's virtually been the last 6 months of your life.
Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, or C.J. Stroud? One of those three are my prediction.
The last 6 months of your life, and you can't even answer a simple question like who the number two pick is going to be.
You don't seem concerned that Gilbert's going into a home and that you're not going to hear from him anymore.
I'm just trying to put Nicole on him is all I'm trying to do.
Well, he doesn't.
Wendy.
Like I said,
get
she
him off
doesn't,
Wendy for a while.
If she's not in the television, he doesn't care.
No.
I mean, honestly.
Dell put it very bluntly, and it's ugly what he said, but okay. So let's take a break, and when we come back, my man Jason out here is going to join us here on the show. But first, we're going to go with Access Vascular Health. Look, Do you get up in the middle of the night? How many times do you get in up? If you have to go to the bathroom multiple times, if you are somebody who can't start, who can't stop, you possibly could have prostate problems. And if you have an enlarged prostate, there is a simple solution. Not the one that they used to do where they would cut you and it's unbelievably painful. It can't be less painful. All it is an IV. So when they stick that needle in you, that's the most pain that you will possibly have. That's it. That is the extent of the pain. 45 minutes later, your prostate is shrunk and you are going about a normal life. Look, you could get bladder problems. You could have kidney problems. You could have all kinds of urinary tract infections. If you've got an enlarged prostate, you need to take care of it. And if you do, there's only one place to take care of that, Access Vascular Health. Go to 975prostate.com and see for yourself, 975prostate.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Hey, guys, if you or someone you know has a problem with not having a new truck, then you might want to go see my friends at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Right now, that Chevy Silverado, 0% financing on the 2023 model, 0% financing for 5 years for well-qualified buyers, or you can get $2,250 back in dealer cash back. And then I mentioned no payment for 90 days. How cool is that to be able to get that now? You start paying for it a little bit later. Just gives you, you know, if you really wanted to get it now, but you say, you know, if it was just, I need to take a look at it in 2 or 3 months, it will make more sense for me financially when I get past the, you know, the tax bill or whatever the case may be. Well, what if I told you could get it now and then your payments don't start for 3 months? That's pretty cool, right? So that's something that's going on right now at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They also have the Chevy Equinox, which is a kind of a medium, kind of a mid-size SUV that is available with 1.9% APR financing for 5 years. And they've got dealer cash back is, well, I shouldn't say and, or you can get dealer cash back. That's one of the deals they have for you as well when you finance through them. This is the thing. Whether you're purchasing or leasing, they're going to have a Chevy for you that you're going to absolutely love. Of course, the Silverado is a red hot truck, but all of their SUVs are models that people are really flying into right now. I've been driving a Traverse now for 4 or 5 years, and I absolutely love it. Make sure all the Chevys they have online at Landsea Cars. Chevy, find new roads.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, you may be a draft expert, but you're nothing like the pro in the pro show. Jason Alexander is joining us right now, and he's got a hot take about the pick, okay? Here's a hot take. Wait, do we have a
let him cook
ready? Let him cook. Okay, here's Jason Alexander, the pro show, joining us out here, head golf professional at at Carlton Woods.
We're going to use that loosely, you bet. And Lance, look here, I'm telling you what, we're missing out on Michael Jordan this year. I know we're not going to do it. AR-15, Grand Slam, and I just want to put this on tape because y'all can backstock it. In 2 years, we're going to sit down here in April and go, wow, the old cat's a pro, he was right. We're missing out on MJ right now.
AR-15 is MJ.
Save it.
You betcha.
Save it. Cut it and save it. Cut it and
well,
save it.
Cut it and save it. That's all I'm saying, because I know you're going back on golf and all this stuff.
He may not be wrong. What did Jordan shoot from the field, like 37%? That's about what his passing.
He started 13 games. He started 13 games. I'm telling you, you get the next era of Josh Allen. I mean, don't you want to go in there with a stud? We don't need a 5-10. C.J. Stroud's going to be good. We're not going to win a Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud, but we might with AR-15. I'm just telling you.
And then he could be a huge bust.
Sometimes you but I don't actually.
I don't actually disagree all the way with that. Like, at his very best, Richardson could be better than Stroud at his very best. I actually agree with that. The problem is, at his very worst, Well, at their very worst, both guys can – what, every quarterback at their very worst is going to fail. It doesn't matter.
Sure, but Lance, if you're GM – here's my big question here. If you're GM, are we trying to win Super Bowls or are we trying to get a 9- or 10-win team? I mean, I want to win
all right,
Super Bowls
let me ask
Houston,
you this.
Right?
Would you rather have a guy who is at 50% off the – you know, is like he's 70% – he's in the 65th percentile of driving of driving distance, and then you have
right.
but he's pretty good as a putter.
Solid,
he's top
down
20%.
the middle.
Yeah,
down
yeah.
Middle,
or
down
taking
the middle.
Guy that can
a guy
hit 350, and I'm going to teach him accuracy. I want a guy that
okay,
can hit 350
that's Anthony
and we'll try to dial him in. Exactly.
Yeah, so
right.
you want the
but
guy who
if
can
you get
bomb
that
it down
accuracy, we're hey now we got a number one player in the world candidate. The dude that hits it 290 and accurate is probably never going to be number one in
that's
the world.
True.
We're trying to get
no,
to the,
that's true.
The top of the mountain here.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but I'm a golf pro. Let's talk golf. I just had to. I just want to get that on tape.
No. You got hot takes
actually,
on your pro show all the time. Okay, he's a hot taker. He's a hot taker. Okay, and he may be right. Anthony Richardson might be the guy. If he could have Cam Newton's career, would you take it?
Ish. I think he's got a stronger arm than Cam. We just got to get the accuracy. All he's missing is accuracy. He's faster than Cam. He's just as big. He's faster, and he's just got a rifle. Got a hose.
Interesting. You might be right. You may
and
be
he's
right.
A good dude, too. No, he's never been in trouble. Good leader, and he's a good dude. And that's big time.
You may be right. It might be crazy.
Let's take
Texans
a, let's
with
take
the number two pick.
Lineman. Let's take
select
a
Anthony Richardson. Wow, that would be – would that blow the minds of everybody? I don't think he's a possibility.
I don't either.
But you may be right.
Hey, we're going to take somebody
hey,
else.
They'll
turn into Sam Bowie.
Patrick
like
Mahomes went 11th, right? And who is best quarterback ever, right?
That's right.
And so we missed on him.
Trending.
That's right. We are out here. We're watching Nelly. How about this? We asked this. Who's the face of women's golf? Not Michelle Wee's not around anymore.
I mean, it's Nelly and Lydia. Brooke Henderson.
Brooke Henderson is – yeah.
Yeah.
But she's Canadian. We don't want that.
Well, she's – I'd light a candle for her.
Okay. But Nelly Korda needs to take over this thing.
She does. I think it'd be great for TV. But if we can have Nelly and Lydia, Georgia Hall, Brooke Henderson, I mean, that's star-studded. I think – look, this golf course is going to bring out the studs. I don't think you're going to have someone who can't move it and that kind of can kind of scrape it around the golf course. We're going to have one of the four or five top players in the world be here on Sunday.
Yeah, and especially now you're going to have length as well.
Oh,
because of the wetter fairways.
And I was out there driving around this morning. It's definitely wet. You know, it's going to be lift clean in place today, closely mown areas only. So you're going to have to move it and you're going to have to hit it straight. But accuracy is going to be a bigger part of the equation today because that rough's going to be wet and it's going to be soggy.
Yeah.
You're going to have some mud balls too.
So were you surprised at 5-under yesterday?
A little bit. I thought, you know, look, I think 8 to 10 is the number. Obviously, the range changed. It just changed things a little bit. It softened the golf course up. But, you know, I don't think we're going to get any more rain the rest of the weekend here, Granato. I'm sticking to my 8 to 10 number for the week.
Yeah. Jason Alexander, head pro out here at Carlton Woods with us here this morning on the show. Did you see the news about a Ryder Cup for Champions League?
I did.
Yeah. Three. But this is going to involve three. It's going to be pretty cool, I think. Ernie, Furyk, and who was the third one? Oh, Darren Clark. The three of them are going to be captains, and it's going to be in December. It's going to be a Ryder Cup, but three-way Ryder Cup with 24 matches. I think that'll be fun.
It is going to be fun. Darren Clark.
Be bigger names than the Ryder Cup will have.
I got two things on that. Darren Clark coming up on the pro show in May. We'll talk to him about that. And number two, the biggest golf event that we're going to get in the next couple of years is LIV versus PGA. That's what's coming, and it's probably 2 years away, but that'll be the most watched golf event in the history of the game.
LIV versus PGA.
You bet.
I don't think it'll happen.
Know. 2 years away.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just
– LIV's got to get more ranking
There was
points.
A better feeling for the LIV guys at the Masters than we've seen so far.
You bet, but it's storylines for us in the media. It's great storylines, but as soon as they can figure out a way, they're going to have to adjust. But I think next year LIV, they got to get world ranking points or it's not going to be a relevant tour. We all know that.
Yeah.
But if they can figure out a way to do that and adjust their tour to get those and put some pants back on. I keep saying it. Put the pants back on, Granato.
Right.
Lance, I don't know what you think about that. I don't want to see Lee Westwood in his tube socks anymore. And I'm telling you, Koepka making a 12-footer to win in shorts, it just doesn't have the gravity or the weight of a big-time event.
No.
It just doesn't.
No. Agree. Pros, Jack Nicklaus never wore shorts, okay?
It just
you
a
never
uniform.
Saw those
Dude,
legs.
Dude, we're not playing shirts and skins in the NBA Finals.
No.
Okay?
No.
It's part of the uniform.
Yeah. Wear it. I listen, honestly, how many shots have you live have you watched?
I've watched three events, but I'm doing a little reporting on the Wish Network for them on Sunday, so I need to watch some of it and be knowledgeable. Like my man Patrick Reed, you know, when they get – when the top guys are in the mix, when Koepka's in the mix, it's worth watching. It is.
Yes.
But when you got guys like Danny Lee and Charles Howell III winning, it's not.
No.
They need speaking the top of guys wishes, up there.
Speaking of wishes, you were making a wish out here.
Great day on Tuesday. I'll say real quick, you know, pro show, we've got a special segment called Austin and Friends with my special needs son. So we're really diving into the special needs community. We had some of his buddies out here hitting shots during the Pro-Am, and then we partnered with Make-A-Wish for Bella, a little 12-year-old girl who's battling cancer. Drew a golf cart from her hospital bed, thought she was coming out to meet a tour player. We built a golf cart for her, custom-built Conroe Golf Cars, and delivered it to her on the range. Magical moment, powerful, and just what a day. One of the coolest days of my life.
That is awesome, dude. Look at it. And who did she get? She got to meet one of the pros out here?
Absolutely. Yeah, Lydia Cohen, Brooke Henderson were a big part of it. I got to tell you, I got 100 on Lydia to win. So we need her to shoot about 4 or 5 today.
No gambling at Bushwood, sir.
She's at minus one. Look out for Lydia to charge a little bit today. And I got to tell you about Lydia Cohen. I watched her finish yesterday. Her drive on 9, beautiful power cut. Looked like a young John Granato. It just went about 80 yards further.
I've never cut
it. Just went about 80 yards further, though. Granato, that's the only problem.
Never
power.
Cut a golf ball in my life.
Come
okay?
on, Renato. Don't lie That's to the all. Fans. Come on. Don't lie to the fans. Lance,
gotta,
you've seen this.
Yeah,
you've seen this.
No. Come on. We got to go. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You got a pink tie for me?
I do. Mm. Granato, hey, there's a rumor. There's a rumor he might be on the tee box tomorrow for all the fans. He didn't want to say it, but, hey, come out to the club at Carlton Woods and see our guy John Granato tee off all the ladies. Come out.
We are going to take a break right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3. Oh, no, we got News of the Weird. We're finishing up strong with News of the Weird next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Daspit Law.
John, Daspit Law Firm, the Daspit Law Firm are those big. So when those bullies are out there and they're trying to, you know, somebody has hurt you at the workplace or, you know, it happens in a lot of different ways, right? Somebody else's negligence ends up causing you harm. A lot of times it's on the roadway. Sometimes it can be at the workplace, and there are certain jobs that are more dangerous than others. But what happens when you do get hurt, okay? Typically, the insurance company will come in. Their lawyers will say, okay, here's your settlement check. Here you go. And what they're trying to do, I guarantee you, it is substantially lower than it should be. They're trying to do the absolute minimum. John Daspit does not let them get away with that. He fights back against those bullies. They've got all the leverage against you. You don't know how to deal with them by yourself, but John Daspit does, and that's why he gets results. He understands that you've got hospital bills, you've got time away from work, you've got, you know, depending on the severity of the injury, of course, you may have physical therapy, you may have lifelong issues that result from some of the injuries you've had if you've sustained a really bad one. And so he wants to make sure that they are looking out for you. His interest is you. It's not the other guys. So he's going to fight hard for you. His office will fight hard for you. There's 10 locations around the state of Texas, and they're only getting bigger. The John Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or just give them a call at 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Lance, are marathoners the grossest people in the world? Are they like
you've already done?
This?
No,
well,
is this a
here's
new
another one?
One.
This is a new one. This is a new one, and it's still in the Boston Marathon. Apparently, we had the one last week who pooped her pants and she ran the whole thing and was dripping and all this stuff, mm-hmm. And that can't be grosser. Am I right? Well, how about the one? The doorbell camera caught one of the marathoners running into their yard, dropping a deuce. And then running on, okay? Hey, marathoners, you people are gross. Are they now officially the grossest people in the world?
No, they're just, they do what they have to do. They're warriors.
No, don't do your business while you're running. Don't do your business in somebody's yard because you have to keep on running. Go to a bathroom. Wipe yourself. Maybe use a baby wipe. Maybe get a little, you know, or a man wipe. You got You've seen the new man wipes that are out so that you clean yourself. Let's not run around dropping deuces all over, okay? In our pants. Be okay, you're not a toddler. Don't drop a deuce in your pants, runners. You're gross. You people are gross. Apparently in New Zealand, Lance, what do you think of feral cats?
Terrible. I've got some in my neighborhood.
You do?
Yeah, there's a place right down the street that has 15 of them that stay in this. Yeah, ooh. I've got some. They're
wouldn't you
terrible.
Like them not to be? Wouldn't you like them to be around and not to be around anymore?
Well, I mean, you said it. I didn't say it.
Well, in New Zealand, they have an annual hunting competition for children under 14 to hunt feral cats and kill them. And the top prize is about $230. Unfortunately,
what are they? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't this a great event? I mean, the kids look forward to it every year. Well, I could win $250, but apparently, oh, we can't. Oh, they had to shut it down because 2023 showed up.
All they're these murdering the animals.
Because they're murdering feral cats. And it's kids doing it. I think it's a good way to start if you're a kid, okay? To start your career as a psychopath killer. I think, to me, that's a good way to start. Anyway, they had to shut it down. I think that, you know what, this world, what are we coming to? An Arizona man was arrested, Lance, for baptizing himself in the church fountain, naked. Do you feel like he found Jesus that day or no?
No, I don't feel like he did. That felt like a... I'm not sure I agree with that move.
Well, I mean, the naked part was probably where you lost me.
That's a little...
If you want to go baptize yourself, that's fine. It would be great if you put some clothes on while you did it.
Yeah, that's a little...
The White House is safe, Lance. Apparently, they had a break-in, a breach in the fence. Apparently, a toddler got through the gate at the warehouse, at the White House. Apparently, Secret Service had to shut it all down, Lance. They retrieved the tot and reunited him with his parents, who are horrible people, for letting their child escape through the fence at the White House.
What do you think they did once the kid just snuck through there or just slipped through there? They're like, I can't. Hey. What do we do now? We can't just jump over this thing.
No. How funny would that be? I'm trying to get my kid. Yeah. Okay, right. And then you're arrested. Okay. Speaking of arrested, Lance, do not make threatening insinuations to Merriam-Webster. You know who Merriam-Webster is?
Well, you mean, I'm assuming it's not the widow of some high-powered dictionary person.
No, it's the dictionary itself. Apparently, yes. He threatened to bomb them. Apparently, he threatened that they should all be bombed. It's absolutely sickening that Merriam-Webster now tells blatant lies and promotes anti-science propaganda. No, there is no such thing as gender identity. The imbecile who wrote this entry should be hunted down and shot. Also, this guy is a serial. He also told the president of the University of North Texas, you ought to be shot in the head and have your offices set on fire for supporting child genital mutilation and transgenderism. So, dude's in prison for a year. Maybe you ought to control your threatening accusations, sir. That's all I'm saying. I got a feeling. I think I know who he voted for. Did you see the Oklahoma sheriff who was taped discussing killing journalists and black people?
What?
Did you see this? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. Words don't. People are not easily swept into this radicalization. What now? Well, tell me this story.
Well, apparently he was saying this, and he says he was illegally taped, saying these things, much like Donald Sterling. You know how it worked out for Donald Sterling? Well, of course, Donald Sterling did get billions. He did make billions on it, but it didn't work out. He had to give up. I'm pretty sure the sheriff's going to have to give up. I don't know if I want him as sheriff of my town, if you want to know the truth, since I'm a journalist, right? RJ, how do you feel about this guy being your sheriff?
He already said how he feels about me and right. people like me. So
right.
Don't
right.
like him too much.
No, I don't want him. I think I don't want him as my sheriff. That's just me, though. That is just me. Did we tell about the officials, German officials who seized nearly 1 ton of cooked bats near the Belgian border? Lance, would you like to eat a cooked bat?
Are we doing the bat thing again?
Isn't this Let's how we not. Started a pandemic?
I Isn't don't this know. How it's we... one of the it's one of the things that people have said. I just, what are we eating bats for?
See, and look this at is them. Now maybe if they're cooked.
Do we
maybe
eat possum?
If they're cooked correctly, we're not going to get salmonella.
Do you know anybody okay. who eats possums?
I don't
we should
know
never
anyone.
Eat anything that's that ugly and scary looking ever. Kangaroos.
No,
kangaroos look nice and harmless, except when they're trying to claw at your privates.
Hey, listen, can coffee. We stay away from putting bats in our mouth? That'd be great. I mean, I know it worked out for Ozzy Osbourne. It worked
yeah,
out just
he
fine.
He was the first one I heard about.
He was the first one that bit a bat head, right?
Yeah, that's but, what I mean, that was what I heard. I never saw it, but that's what I heard as a kid.
I'm pretty sure it started a pandemic, though. Let's stay away from bats. But where did they get 1 ton of cooked bats? That's a lot of bat killing. A lot of bat killing. Hey, finally, Lance, would you like to have Jamal Murray in your mouth? Apparently, Kentucky Fried Chicken has introduced the new Jamal Murray meal featuring new KFC nuggets. They're nuggets, the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray is
Why
the...
Why do you lead with your clickbait headlines? Would you like to have Jamal Murray in your mouth?
Well, apparently
it's literally
you can
just
now.
A nugget meal, but look how you write your headlines. Look at you as a headline writer.
That's why I get all those clicks. That's how I get clicks, Lance.
Clickbait John, would you like to have Jamal Murray in your mouth? My God.
Oh, that's all we got for you this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed our week. We did. We really enjoyed being out here. Thank you to Carlton Woods. Thank you to the LPGA. Thank you to the airlines for letting Lance through and getting him a room without a wallet. We really enjoyed it. You all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.